BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's podcast, Innuendo Bingo, with my special guests. I booked all three of them, and what a treat they were. News on the new track by Sir Dossa, and it's always a good one with Charlie Slough. It's Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm enjoying the anticipation of Innuendo Bingo today from our listeners and also from my friend Chris here.
Well, I just think it's all a bit awkward.
It's going to be fun.
Fun is an odd word to use, isn't it?
Look, this is what happened last week when I didn't know who was going to come in with your one. You just went, oh, it's going to be fine. So I'm telling you, it's going to be fine.
No, because the way I said fine is very different. How you're saying fine with a smile on your face.
It is fine.
I was saying fine to mask the fact that I didn't know who was going to turn up. You know who's turning up.
I know exactly who's turning up.
So when you say it's going to be fun, it suggests something very different.
It's nothing bad.
No, but that doesn't mean it's something good.
Fun means fun.
For who?
Me and you. Honestly, it's nothing bad.
Will I enjoy it?
Yes, you will. I think you will.
No, you've known me years.
I had to call one of the people last night because...
So you don't even know him?
Hmm?
You don't even know him?
No, I don't.
Male or female?
There's a mix. There's three, remember? Coming up at 1:45, this really is the Innuendo Bingo to watch today, though.
Right, like, and that's on the radio,
it'll be fine. But if you watch it, you'll get it more.
But that's
so make it your first time today. bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'll tell you when to go on the website. Do it on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone, wherever you want. But do watch it today.
But that means they've got a gimmick, then, doesn't it? Some kind of deformity.
A gimmick. All of them.
Right. I'm not sure about this.
Coming up.
Right.
Now, this is awkward. I was watching Bake Off the other night and noticed that Sue Perkins' hair is a right mess. What a mess.
Why is that awkward?
I was supposed to be looking at the muffins, but her hair just annoyed me.
What's wrong with it?
But it's just like, put a brush through it at least, love. You're on TV.
No, but she doesn't care. She's like that, isn't she? She's sort of, you know, she doesn't care.
No, suppose not. Anyway, so I noticed this. I kind of forget that I've got a lot of followers now. So I tweeted, really want to do something with Sue Perkins' hair. She's been back on now going, what did you have in mind? What do I say to that?
Oh, my word. Is she letting us have free reign?
I didn't. That would be brilliant, though.
Let's just get her in.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's just say yes. Come in.
Anything's got to be better. No offence, love. I mean, she's lovely, but... Give it a wash and give it a comb.
What's so wrong with it? Sorry.
That particular episode is really annoying me. It just didn't look washed. She hadn't put a brush through it. A lot of people will know what I mean.
So you're offering...
I know I'm supposed to be focusing on the cakes or whatever it is, but I was more on the hair.
So you're offering to wash and put a brush in it?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I've had hair experience before. It's all going to be fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we definitely need new sheets. I'm actually going to get some new sheets tonight because they stink.
It's not right, is it?
New sheets. Could you also wash your clothes, please?
I do wash my clothes.
No, I mean the ones you wear for Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah. I do wash my clothes. Don't make out that I don't.
No, you wash your clothes for everyday life, but then every Tuesday and Thursday, that's 2 days of the week, you get spit all over them and they're still in the office.
That's because they need to dry.
But they need to be washed again.
Oh, I can't take them home if they're wet. I mean, it's your feature.
It's not my job.
It's your show.
It's still not my job to wash the sheets.
Do pop stars wash their stuff? What do you keep saying? My name above the doors.
It is my name above the doors, but that doesn't mean I have to do the washing. I'll buy new sheets.
Fine, and I'll wash my
clothes.
Can a Radio
1 DJ do the washing? Do you want me to put them on a hot wash? Is that what you want? I can take them home.
I don't know what that means.
Right, exactly. Well, there we are. Therein lies the problem. I'm quite excited about this bingo. I think they're all here now. So in 5 minutes, we will wheel in the guests if you would like to watch on the Radio 1 website. I would like that very much too.
Can we make some ground rules for this? If we're going to start doing these kind of games where it's anonymous, just text my mum to see, like,
do you think it's your mum playing Innuendo Bingo? That would be epic.
No, it wouldn't. So let's stop that one right there. If any of my family are sitting outside this room where the blinds have now been put down, leave.
Do you think it's your mum here?
Leave.
Do you think it's your mum?
Trust your son. Leave.
It's not your mum.
Is it any of my family? Don't.
No.
Mills?
It's not.
I'm going to say this,
it's not your family.
Tread carefully.
It's not your family. It's people. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't say any more. Like, you'll meet them in 5 minutes.
Right.
Get online. At the moment, you'll see a holding screen say, there's nothing happening in the studio right now. So the cameras aren't on. Don't let that put you off, because at some point, something will happen, and it's going to be big.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, close your eyes.
All right.
Okay, I'm about to reveal the three people I've booked for today's Innuendo Bingo. Let's get wet.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, Chris, if you would just like to move yourself to... You open your eyes for a minute. Move yourself to the chairs over there, please. Right. Okay, the normal Innuendo Bingo chairs. Hope you're watching this on the website now. It's going to be good. Russ off of Gayton says, come on, I'm using the vital datas here, Mills. Sometime today would be nice. Look, it's not my SMT on this occasion. It's just one of the guests was late. Are we ready? Okay, close your eyes, Chris.
Right.
Okay, the listeners now, if you're watching, will see the people before Chris does. Bring in the guests, please. Don't open your eyes yet. Bring them in. Bring them all in. There we are. Okay, don't open your eyes yet. Thank you. And... okay. This is incredible. Okay, so... if you would like to know... Chris, open your eyes.
Wow. Okay, I don't know where to start with this.
Who can you see?
Simon Cowell.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is freaky, actually.
Who is it?
Bond.
Expecting me.
Bit, yeah. And...
come on, little monster. You should know who I am.
Yeah, so it is right. It's Lady Gaga as well.
That's right. So we've got Lady Gaga, Daniel Craig, and Simon Cowell. If you could all sit down, please, because we're about to play Innuendo Bingo. This is brilliant.
This is ridiculous.
Is it okay? Can I take my jacket off?
Yeah, you can take your jacket off, Gaga. Do what you want. Please watch this on the website now. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Are you allowed eye protection?
Yeah.
On your computer or on your mobile phone.
Good to see you. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Are we ready to play the game?
Yes.
Okay, I'll explain what happens. So, Simon, Gaga... Daniel Craig, what happens is you put a lot of water in your mouth. Then you will hear a clip of something funny from the radio or the TV recently. Okay, obviously when the clip happens, if you find it funny, the water will spray out of your mouth, normally over each other or in the bin. Mostly over Chris, though.
Okay.
Okay, so we play the bingo, the innuendo clips, and then we'll see who spits the most. Bond doesn't look happy. Are you all right, Bond?
I'll try not
to. He's fine, yeah. Simon, you all right?
Thank you. I don't know how I'm going to hear this because he's on my head.
It's fine. Okay, so we've all got the headphones now. Make sure you're watching this on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is epic. Flemo's watching. Also, Lucy in Newcastle says, this is going to be a good one. Katie and William the dog watching on their iPad. Okay, so... I've got the clips here. Are we ready to go? Simon, ready? Yeah.
Do we need some water?
Daniel Craig,
yes,
are you ready?
I don't know whether
I can spit over a lady.
Come on, you're not doing this.
You can spit over a lady, it's fine.
Okay?
Lady Gaga.
Can I use
you.
My water pistol?
Yes.
There we go.
Have you got one?
You've got a pistol with you?
Okay, good.
Loading.
Okay, I think I've done well here with the guests. Right, everyone take a massive sip of water in their mouths, please. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Simon Cowell, Lady Gaga, Daniel Craig, Chris, Innuendo Bingo, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this on the website now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're starting by going over to BBC Radio 2. Len Goodman off of Strictly Come Dancing. And it's Len's first show on BBC Radio 2. And he's a bit nervous. In fact, he's a little bit overwhelmed by the studio. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that! Sorry. He's doing that thing with his mouth. I hate that. Sorry. Okay. Everyone got enough water there? Simon Cowell doesn't look like he's got enough. That's right. There we are. Here we go. Len Goodman, Radio 2.
Oh,
Do you know what? I've got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit nervous. I've never done this before. This is the first time. I'm in this little room that's covered in knobs and...
Easy, Cal. Right. Got your number.
And we're off.
Right.
Okay. We want some spraying today, I think. So let's just get a little bit more vicious with it. More water, please. Loads more water, as much as you can get in your mouths. Now, we are going over to the cricket now, next on Innuendo Bingo. And they found a new way to pass the time at the test match when things get a little bit boring. Ready, everyone?
Ready.
Okay. Mm. Put some water in your mouth then, Chris. Mm. Here we go.
Well, the new willow worked, Henry.
It did. Absolutely straight away. Psychologically, having a new bit of wood in your hand.
Oh.
Oh. Big spit there by Daniel Craig. Not so much Lady Gaga. Cowl's fine.
That's good. Right. Okay. Simon, you're going to pass the water around.
There you go. You're getting very wet.
Do you want
from left to right?
Yeah, thank you.
From left to right.
Thank you very much. There you go. Bond.
Are you enjoying it, Simon?
Loading yet. Absolutely fabulous, I have to say. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mm. Okay, so now we're going over to Julia Bradbury on Country File. And she is fascinated by how this person built this house, as you're about to hear. Everyone got the waters?
Mm-hmm. He was a bit of a bounder. He might have built this house, but that didn't stop him laying his trowel elsewhere.
I don't think Gaga's getting a lot of the jokes. No, no hands, Gaga.
I swallowed it rather than spat it.
Okay.
Bond's saying it's
cool. Okay.
Okay.
You stand very firm, Bond, don't you?
He's got the way he holds himself. His posture is good. Posture's very good.
It's all morning to get it to stand up.
Has anyone seen Sunday Morning Live? There's some fascinating conversations on there. Loads of water in your mouth, please. Come on, let's up this again. Mm-hmm. Up the level. They love talking about nature on there, as you're about to hear. Water, go.
Well, you know, I think a lot of this is influenced by our childhood, reading stories about Mr. Badger and, Mrs. Tiggywinkle, who was, of course, a hedgehog. Now, one of the reasons where our hedgehog population is going down is because the badger community love munching on Mrs. Tiggywinkle.
They're talking about the badger coal there, of course.
And they love munching on Mrs. Tiggywinkle.
Now, thank you for your clips that you've sent in this week, by the way. Keep sending them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Everyone all right there? Who's wetter so far, Gaga, Cowell or Craig?
I'm not sure.
Very moist.
It's hard to tell because Craig's wearing a suit.
Yes.
You seem quite dry so far.
I know. Well, no one's really spitting at me.
All right.
Okay, well, let's change that.
Quite a lot of splashes on the Versace, actually.
Should have worn my jeans.
Yeah,
jeans.
You noticed the Versace.
Mm. Anyway, does anyone remember that cookery show that Gok Wan did a while back? Mm. Oh, it was brilliant, wasn't it? And he had a great time on it. So good, in fact, that some of it wasn't able to be broadcast. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's an excerpt.
If you haven't got it all the way down your top, all over your face and in your hair, you've not really enjoyed it properly.
Sorry, Gaga.
Oh my god.
You only get your chances once.
By the way, you're so wet. I've got some spare clothes with me you can borrow. After.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll borrow a Bond.
More water, please.
A bit more water.
More water.
Nice one. Do you need some more?
Yeah.
Ready?
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Over to Dan and Phil now on BBC Radio 1. Normally, they only try this at home, but this time they've decided to try it out in the Radio 1 Live Lounge.
So, Phil, how was your erection?
See, this is just getting good now.
You're pulling them out of the bag now, huh?
Uh-huh.
Pretty impressive.
Trying my best, Gaga.
Oh, my God.
Okay. More water, please.
Keep it going, Simon. Keep it going.
Oh. Come on, Simon.
Join the fire.
I don't know who to aim at.
Anyone.
Just go for Simon.
I might aim for you, Scott.
No.
Oh, God.
Here we go. More water, please. Mm-hmm. One of our favourite things on Innuendo Bingo is the snooker.
Four.
As I say, he'd prefer not to have flicked the pink.
Oh, dear. All right. See what's coming.
Oh, I'm enjoying this. Can someone soak Lady Gaga as the general thing on the text and Twitter?
Really? Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Now back to Julia Bradbury again and her quiz show. Take on the Twisters. Ready? Mm-hmm. Julia sometimes is a little over familiar with the contestants.
The pencil museum.
Ah.
The
pram my old
museum.
Friend.
Or the chair museum.
Well, I'm going to go for the pencil museum.
You've got some lead in your pencil, Peter, I'll say.
Thanks, Julia.
You've got some lead in your pencil, Peter, I'll say.
Yeah. Tom in Nottingham is using his Wi-Fi at work to watch this. James from Kent's watching. Alison in Chelmsford is loving Simon Cowell. Okay, next.
Simon, more water, please.
More water, please, all round.
It's my round again, is it?
It is, Simon, sorry, darling. Now, someone has brought something very unusual here to the Antiques Roadshow, as they often do, but will they get any money for this? Let's find out. Ready, everyone? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I've got to be honest with you, I have never seen one of these before, so it's a first for me. So where did you get it from?
A church fete.
Church fate?
Yes.
And what did you pay for it?
50 pence.
50 pence? That's extraordinary. Now, let's have a look at it. On the top, there's a big knob.
Oh!
You're doing it on purpose now, aren't you?
No.
No. He does this twice a week. He's trained in it.
On the top, there's a big knob.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Now, one of our guests today, Simon Cowell. Hi, Simon. We've got your clip next on X Factor USA. More water, please.
Brilliant.
Cool. Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. Simon Cowell on X Factor USA.
It really frustrates me now because I have to make the decision. You understand that, sweetheart. And I think I've probably spent the most time going through you than anyone else.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Simon.
One more?
It's come back to haunt me, hasn't it?
It has. One more.
One more.
Now, I don't know if you've seen Let's Do Lunch with Gino and Mel, but Gino often has a big surprise for the live studio audience, and today is no exception.
Right, who wants to taste Gino salmon? Put your hands up.
Open your mouth, I'm coming.
Oh.
Oh, Simon.
Does anyone want one more? I would quite like. One more?
Yeah, go on.
Got it. Sorry, I need water.
One more.
No, cheers, Bob.
Okay.
So, Daniel?
Here we go. And I hate this when this happens. I mean, it's a common problem. And they've certainly just had that on Come Dine With Me.
I've chosen squid ink because it makes the risotto black. Right, I'm putting on gloves just purely because I can't stand the smell of fish on my fingers.
Yeah, and that was... Well, that's about everyone.
Oh, God.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo. It's a slightly strange one, but I...
All-star line.
I think I did. Yeah. Did well there.
Gaga.
Thank you very much, Simon Cowell.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank
also,
you so much.
Lady Gaga, thank you.
I've got you some gifts.
What?
Oh, wow.
I do.
And Daniel Craig, thank you very much. Thanks, Gaga.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll accept those gifts in a minute.
I'm sure you're going to like them.
I brought you my album. I've done my this own album. This is so strange.
This is strange. But thanks to our Simon Cowell lookalikes.
Lookalikes?
Yes, so they're lookalikes, Chris.
Oh.
I'm actually more of a tribute.
Sorry, a tribute. Oh,
I know,
you don't.
We work together.
Yeah. You don't want to confuse a tribute for a lookalike. They hate that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you got history with the...
With
the Lady Gaga?
I'm sorry?
The Lady Gaga that was here. Do you two have...
Yeah,
what's gone on there?
We've met before.
She seemed very familiar with you.
Yeah, we did a. I did a student gig with her a couple of years ago, and there was a terrible issue because she was flying from London. She flew to Glasgow, I think it was, and they wouldn't let her carry her disco stick on the plane.
That's the one I remember you saying. End up sharing a room or something?
No, I didn't share a room with Lady Gaga, with maybe Gaga. Absolutely not. This is Ingmar. I think that may have been my friend.
Right,
I'm confused. I can't remember. Anyway, it's Even More Music Month on BBC Radio 1. We're not doing a big thing for each DJ. What we're doing is Radio 1 will have a track of the day that we will all champion. All the DJs in the daytime will play it. And today's track is the awesome new tune, which is Eminem's Berserk. Have you heard it yet? Now, I've created something stupid for this. I want to test your memories just so I can get this song and this artist in your head. Some of them will be brand new artists. Obviously, Eminem, a lot of people know already. Now, I've got 15 random facts on today's track of the day and artist, Eminem, Berserk. Smooth Talking Dan's been out onto Stupid Street and read these 15 facts, what I have got, to somebody. She had then 30 seconds to repeat the facts straight back to Smooth Talking Dan. Here she is.
What's your name?
Davina.
Davina, okay. Do you like Eminem at all? Are you into him?
I think I might have bought an album, but I might have listened to it about four times. I think I sold it at a car boot sale for 50p.
I don't sound like the biggest fan, but she's got knowledge. Now, do you think you can beat Super Street? If you call me now on 03700 100 100 or text 81199, if you love Eminem and your memory is good, I'd be awful at this. 81199. Text now, it's just for a bit of fun, or call 03700 100 100. I will read the 15 facts to you about the track of the day, Eminem, Berserk. You have 30 seconds to repeat as many as you can back to me, and then we will see if you beat Davina on Stupid Street.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Do you like Eminem?
He's okay, yeah.
He's okay, but have you got a good memory?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read you 15 facts about Eminem, right, just so I can get this track and Eminem in your mind, because every single DJ is playing this through the day, okay?
Okay.
15 facts, and then we'll go to Davina on Stupid Street to see how many she got. We read her the same facts, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you 15 facts. You've got 30 seconds to repeat as many as you can back to me, and then we'll see if you beat Stupid Street. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. His full name is Marshall Bruce Mathers III. Berserk is taken from his new album, The Marshall Mathers LP 2. The album is out on November the 4th. He is 40. He is a Libra. He is left-handed. Berserk was Zane Lowe's hottest record recently. He's won 13 Grammys. He came second in the 1997 Rap Olympics. His mum is called Deborah. He had a crush on Madonna when he was 11. As a child, he wanted to be a comic book artist. His favourite film is The Matrix. His childhood nickname was Mickey. He is 5'8". 15 facts about Eminem. Are you ready to recount them to me?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
30 seconds, go!
He won in the Rap Olympics. His mum's called Donna. He fancied Madonna. Hottest record was Zane. He's 5'8". He's 40. He likes cheese. I don't know.
5 seconds.
It's really hard.
It's really hard.
I know.
But you know what? The thing is, you don't want to lose to Stupid Street.
You don't.
That's the thing, eh?
Let's find out how Davina off Stupid Street did.
His name is Marshall Bruce Mathers III. He's a Libra. He's left-handed. He's 40. His mum's called Deborah. He wanted to be a comic book reader, writer, drawer, comic book designer, something. He's a Libra. I might have done that already. Oh, there's something about his new song, but I've forgotten the name of that already. Yeah. Bleaches his hair. Angry.
I don't think they were on the list, the last two. Okay. Oh, that was quite fun.
Did you say at one point as well he likes cheese?
Is that on?
Yeah, you said that. That wasn't on my list.
Likes cheese.
But I like it that people make him up if they don't know. That's what you should do. Yeah. He's angry. Yeah. He likes cheese.
He probably does.
Okay. Davina from Stupid Street, the one you really need to beat to be able to, you know, hold your head up high, got 6 out of 15.
Uh-huh.
Becky, you got out of 15. 5. Oh, no.
No.
Gutted.
Oh, dear.
All right, I won't tell anyone if you don't, okay?
No.
Okay,
you,
maybe
no.
Change your name and your identity. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is it. Eminem, Berserk. Track of the day.
The script's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this jack up. Everybody get back. That's why my pin needs a pad, cause my rhyme's on a red tag. It's like I did with a Dixon. I'm about to kick it like a magician. Critics, I turn up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sloth's on at 3:40 on in. No, not in Union Bingo. Ooh, I'm losing my mind today. That's what you get for sitting in a room with all them other DJs, isn't it? For a day.
Real or no real?
That's what I meant. Real or no real. And that's coming up with Charlie Sloth.
I've got some great news for you, by the way.
Go.
Do you remember my friend Sir Dosser, who made Bish Bash Bosh?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
He's back with new material.
Yeah, he's gone and made a new one, right? I only received it last week and I put it up on Twitter and it got a very mixed response, but a lot of people liking it.
Now, if you've not heard of Sir Dosser before, maybe you're a new listener. This is one of Chris's friends who, well, I mean, his name's Ollie, right?
Yeah.
And he's a regular bloke from Northwest London, but he is also a lyrical genius.
He featured in a lot of my episodes of 24 Years at the Tap End, which you might remember.
Yeah.
And he's amazing.
You remember the track Bish Bash Bosh, Having a Laugh in Prague. Beer Not Fanta, that one.
I mean, people ended up going and getting shirts made with the lyrics to that song. Mm. It was quite incredible how well that song was received. None of us lads could believe it. He especially couldn't.
He made it in his bedroom.
He did, and he's made this in his bedroom, and it's called... Do you want to hear the name of it?
Yes.
Lad's Holiday.
Oh, so it's a massive departure from what his other work.
The clue's in the title. Now, we're trying to get hold of the audio to be able to play a bit of it, which we'll be able to do at some time.
I'd like to play it tomorrow, if possible.
In the spirit of more music here at Radio 1, I think it would be my input.
Even more music.
Yeah.
The new track by Sir Dosser.
Well, if you want to hear it, text it. We can do this.
Yeah. But
let's let the people decide.
It's a bit late, though, because like everyone's kind of gone on their lads' holiday now. Like, the season's coming to an end in the resort.
It can be a celebration, though.
Yes, that's true. It can be... If you've had a great lads' holiday this year, it can be an absolute celebration of it.
Quickly say, it samples Frank Sinatra.
Oh, my God!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Tanya and Bruce, who are listening and waiting for Charlie Sloth, because they love him.
Well, he's just probably set off about half an hour ago, didn't he, from the other side of the...
Should be here soon, just from...
Corridor.
Yeah, just from the corridor over there. And Charlie Sloth, real or no real, coming up. He had a terrible accident yesterday, which we need to talk to him about.
Do we?
No, yes, we do, I think.
Because I worry that his feelings were slightly hurt by it.
In what way?
I don't know, it took a dent.
Well, he definitely took a dent.
Mm. I just don't want his pride hurt anyway. Well, we'll see what he's like. If he comes in doing his old, ow.
No, then, I think he will.
Out of interest, if what happens to him happens, do you reckon he did do the...
Yeah, I think he did.
Ow!
Just a slight accident. We won't make fun of him for it.
No, but
we will mention it because I think we need to.
It's in the public interest.
It is. Good news about Mrs. Mead on Strictly Come Dancing, eh?
Team Mead.
Found this out last night on Twitter. Deborah Meaden, our favourite dragon off of Dragon's Den, is doing Strictly Come Dancing. And isn't that this weekend or very soon, isn't it?
Rachel Riley's on as well, you know, off Countdown.
All our favourites.
And Feltz.
All our favourites. Vanessa Feltz also doing it. Basically, it's just all our guests recently are doing Innuendo Bingo. Innuendo Bingo guests are doing Strictly, aren't they?
Funny that.
Yeah.
And then, who are we throwing our weight behind? Mead. Team Mead?
Mrs. Mead.
The Mead Machine.
The Mead Machine. That's what they say on the shirts, right?
Yeah. A good idea.
Get shirts made. You could cover her in the den, maybe, while she's off.
That'd be amazing.
Or not.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Sloth.
Ow!
As he said yesterday. And that thing rode into him. Can you tell us what happened, please? A lot of people are a bit concerned about your accident.
We haven't said anything yet.
We haven't said what happened.
What do you mean?
What happened?
What happened?
Did you get run over?
I got run over.
Why? How?
It wasn't my fault. I was standing there minding my own business.
Where?
Outside.
Outside Radio 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got run over.
It wasn't a truck, was it, reversing?
No, it was do you know them cleaning trucks? With the big bristles and stuff.
What, the small ones?
Yeah. They ran me over.
Did you see it coming from distance?
No, how did I see it coming?
Wait, well, someone told me it was going at 4 miles an hour.
It was going at 4 miles an hour.
Yeah, but if you...
But do you know how heavy those things are? My foot nearly come off. flashbacks.
Ow!
Flashbacks.
But think about the maths involved. If he can see it coming a mile away and it's travelling at 4 miles an hour, it's going to take you quite a long time to move 3 metres out
but
the way.
I didn't see it coming. It was like a sniper attack.
It was going at four miles an hour, Charlie.
Yeah, but I was mid-conversation. I had my back to the wall.
And it actually just, dented you, did it?
It ran my foot over. I screamed and then he cried. It's not funny.
I think you make dents rather than take them. But,
if I expected any sympathy, it would be today. But what do I get? Fattest jokes. You're the most fattest person
you
I've ever met in my life.
I don't even want to get into this conversation because you know that you're fattest.
You are fattest.
Well, why would you even...
You are so fattest. Never met anyone fattest.
You're fattest!
You're the most fattest person ever.
Did you get a bruise or are you all right?
No, my toes are all black and blue.
Should have seen the truck.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, that's what you say when it's in the fight.
That is so rude.
Cleaner reversing.
Them bristles...
Oh, they can hurt them bristles.
It weren't the bristles, it was the wheels. They went over my foot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie.
Did he shout anything as he was heading towards you?
No, he didn't.
Get out of the way, fatso!
He actually smiled. When he heard me scream, he smiled. And then he cried. If there weren't people there, I would have cried. You know, he's just like, I'm not going to cry. Lump in my throat. I'm not going to, whatever I do, I'm not going to cry. Hey. Chris, come on, man. Where are you laughing at? He's just weeding, so he's got a wet patch on his jeans.
Now it's time for Real or No Real. We're Charlie Sloth and Chris. Here we go.
Easy listening pop star Dido's full name is Dido Florian Cloud de Boonvial O'Malley Armstrong.
Did you enjoy that, Chris?
Ow.
Dido.
Do you want to hear me again?
Easy listening pop star Dido's full name is Dido Florian Cloud de Boonvial O'Malley Armstrong.
This is true.
She's a posho, isn't she?
Yeah. This is true. Are you still laughing over there, Clarky?
Yeah. Okay, what are you saying about Dido, please?
This is true.
Why?
I read it somewhere once.
Those glasses you've got on really suit you.
Did you like them?
Yeah, they're left to me by Lady Gaga tribute act.
I saw them coming in. Yeah. And Simon Cowell.
Yeah, you look well good in them. Why is it real, please?
I read it somewhere before.
Chris? Dido? Why is it real?
Just is. Isn't it?
That one is real.
Yeah. Thanks for your reasoning there.
Did you say real?
For showing your working.
I said real. You just copied me.
Next.
Megastar Selena Gomez gargles with cheap white wine before every concert to improve her vocal performance.
Oh, we've all done it.
What? Gargled with wine?
Yeah. To improve your performance.
I remember you doing that at the Radio 1 Big Weekend.
Yeah.
So what, this being what, loosen up the vocal cords?
That's what I was doing it, because I had to go on stage the next day.
Yeah.
So therefore I was... We were there ages, weren't we, Charlie?
We was the last one standing.
Yeah.
Everyone else was like, oh, we can do this, we can do that. Me and Millsy were the last ones there, mate.
Last ones in the bar.
Do you know what I did on Sunday, Charlie? I watched, I went out on Saturday night, and then, you know those times where you're just in bed, and you're lying in bed, and you just want to watch stuff on the internet, and you keep going, and you just end up on YouTube, and you go from one video to the next video.
This going?
Anyway, I worked out, I probably spent 2 or 3 hours watching videos of you.
Really?
In bed?
Yeah. In bed.
How's that make you feel?
Slightly hungover. Yeah, just basically, like a lot of the battles,
which
is my new favourite thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You loving the battles?
I do. And the guy, so Charlie did this competition live at Reading. Mm. I don't know if you used white wine before the vocal cords.
I did.
That. And there was this guy who was this like underdog. He shouldn't have been there. And he won the whole thing.
He won.
Mm. It was quite like a wild card and he wasn't very good.
Rubbish.
I might have to try and check them out.
And should.
You need good. To do yeah. one of these battles, Scott.
You would be sick, cuz.
You
would
against Charlie. I'm going to show you a video after the show, and you are...
No,
you,
I don't
honestly,
want to battle, Millsy. Me and Millsy can be a tag team, and we can battle someone else.
Yeah.
Does Boom. That happen?
Boom, happening. Yeah. Yeah. Selena Gomez, sorry. Gargling with cheap white wine. Real or no real?
No real, I can't see it.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
There you go.
What about this?
After the England cricket team's Ashes-winning summer, Professor Green is teaming up with Freddie Flintoff to make a cricketing concept album entitled Rapping and Batting.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you see that happening?
I can't see that happening at all.
No.
No.
Sorry, I've just been distracted by a text that's come in saying Charlie Sloth has to go on Strictly.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Amazing
well,
idea.
Should he come dancing?
Yeah, you'd look good in the sequins, cuz. Yeah.
I'm sick at dancing, cuz, you know.
I know you is.
I've got the moves, blood. I got the moves.
I
like
know
Jagger.
You have, but you need to show it to the rest of the country, innit, though?
Yeah, I want it, cuz. I want stuff.
Would you do it if they asked?
No.
Would you not?
No. I'm not into all that stuff.
He's too urban for that.
Mm-hmm. Charlie's toes.
Charlie's toes are flattest.
You're flattest.
You're flattest.
Right, no one's actually taken any notice of the real or no real today. Can we all just pay attention? Does everyone remember what the last one is about?
Yes.
Something to do with cricket.
No real.
No real.
Oh, all right then. Yeah.
That one is no real.
Mm-hmm. One more.
In 1970, tickets to the Glastonbury Festival cost just £1, which included free milk.
Why?
I think this is... I'll tell you why I think this is real. I think this would have been one of their quirky years when they were doing, like, something for the environment. You know what it is? Mm. You pay £1, you get some milk.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably... I don't know, because, I mean, it's on fields as well, isn't there? I assume there would have been loads of cows there anyway.
I imagine it was quite hippie-ish back then as well.
Mm. You probably went and sourced your own milk and everything.
Yeah, it's probably someone's milk, do you know what I mean? So, and you get a pound to get in. Oh, well, they did pound, that kind of thing back then.
Pound
they?
To get in.
They're drinking the milk.
It goes to charity or something like that. You go to a cow, you get your milk, and then you...
Well, you have to get your milk yourself from the cow.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because it was probably in the fields and that.
What do you think the first person... Who milked the cow?
I don't
thinking.
Know.
What?
The but first no, person who ever milked the cow. What anything. Were they
you
thinking?
You can say that about well, eating yeah. eggs or anything.
Yeah, no, but that's
no, you
true.
Can't. It's not really about eggs.
But no, you can't.
Can say about
no,
you anything. Can't say
no. Not about anything.
But who was the first person that milked a cow and thought, this is a good idea?
Yeah.
It had to start somewhere, didn't
and
it?
And then they drank it. Awkward silence.
Yeah. Anyway, Glastonbury, £1 milk. Real or no
this
real?
This is real.
Oh, I need to... I've got to go against you to try and have a chance at... Levering this up. No real.
That one is real.
There you go, mate.
Can I ask,
40 to 20.
After your accident, are your shoes really clean now? The bristles.
They, do you know what? He actually ruined a pair of my trainers. They're one of my favourite pairs. I was gutted.
Oh, God.
I really was. And do you know someone just made the flattest joke? It yeah. really does look like my small toes flat.
Oh.
It really does.
Love you, big man. Big man ting.
I love you, cuz.
At the end of that...
Charlie got 40, I got 20.
Yeah!
Yep. He's on one extra in 5 minutes. Yeah. Have a listen. He's flattest. Those were all the best bits of Tuesday's show. Come back and join us tomorrow. That'll be Wednesday between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe and you'll get this podcast forever. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.